This is John Batchelor, Ionic Fluid, a conversation with Professor Sarah Seeger of MIT, an astrophysicist, a planetary scientist, a physicist who discovers things in labs. And in this instance, Professor Seeger describes the discovery by a colleague of hers of ionic fluid, an accidental discovery that may lead to revelations about life on other planets, or may lead us in a new direction entirely for the search for something organic besides us in the cosmos. Here's the professor to describe the accidental discovery and the mystery of it all. Ionic fluid, not water, ionic fluid. More of this later tonight at Hotel Mars with David Livingston. Here's the professor.
You know, we could have had a hypothesis about the potential formation of this ionic liquid. But in fact, my postdoc, Rachna Agrawal, who's a professor in India now, actually discovered this by accident. We are actually, believe it or not, trying to send space missions to Venus to find signs of life or life itself in the Venus clouds. That is a whole other topic. But one thing we need to do on Venus is to collect the cloud particles and condense them. So we, you know, could collect a whole bunch of cloud particles as a liquid. Then we would have to evaporate most of the liquid, and the clouds of Venus are made of sulfuric acid. Because we need to see if we could evaporate most of the collected liquid, what's left over, perhaps molecules that could indicate life. So in a laboratory setting, Rachna was building a system, a precursor of what could go to Venus and evaporate concentrated sulfuric acid, which, by the way, has a very high boiling point. So you need to create a very low pressure pumping system. And when she mixed a certain kind of organic molecule with sulfuric acid and evaporated the excess sulfuric acid, what happened was there was always a tiny bit of liquid left over, no matter how low pressure she made it or how long she ran the experiment. And at first she thought there was something wrong with her experiment, because usually a liquid will go away in very low pressure heated conditions. But the liquid just remained no matter what she did. And thankfully, she didn't discard it, but brought it to the team, who eventually realized it's something called an ionic liquid.